Now on Colorado's Morning News.
Today I am nominating Chief Judge Merrick Brian Garland to join the Supreme Court.
Let's get more into the nomination with local constitutional law expert Bill Berger with Brownstein, Hyatt, Farber, and Schreck here locally. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Good pick?
Good pick, safe pick. Very qualified judge. Nobody's going to be able to find any problem with Merrick Garland. He's a double Harvard graduate, which means basically he's been smart all his life. And he's a great judge. He's got a great history. He has been at one of the country's best law firms, Arnold and Porter. He was an attorney in the Attorney General's office before that. He has served on the D.C. Circuit for 20 years, and he's the chief of the D.C. Circuit now.
You called him a career judge, a career, you know, somebody in the judicial system. Why do you think he'd want this? Because he is, in a way, isn't he, a sacrificial lamb almost?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he really is a pawn in this game. And the game is all about Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution, which is called the Appointments Clause. And just to remind everybody, it says the president shall nominate. So President Obama has done his job and nominated. But then it says the Senate, it has to pass with the advice and consent of the Senate. And there's no shall on the Senate's obligation. So the Senate now doesn't have any obligation to consider this at all, has historically refused to consider many nominations in a similar situation, and that might happen. I mean, I'd like to see a vote. I'm a big fan of exercising our democratic muscles. I think we ought to vote it. But he's unlikely to make it through. So why would he do it? He's probably hoping at least it's a great honor to be nominated to the Supreme Court. But it may well be that Hillary Clinton, if she becomes president of the United States, will appoint him next and say, look, America, I'm giving you the nomination that you were denied.
Just to recap, if people are just tuning in, you think this is a good choice?
Yeah, he's clearly a very good judge. He's one of the best judges we've ever produced in the United States. He's a great pick. He's very qualified, very experienced.
Republicans are fighting it. The question is, should they, on grounds that he's too liberal? He once clerked for one of the more liberal justices in U.S. Supreme Court history, William Brennan. Is he considered liberal?
This judge is not. Justice Brennan is considered to be liberal. And Justice Brennan, I think, as I remember, it even owned up to the concept of calling himself a progressive. So he wasn't just a liberal, he was a progressive. You know, right before the Judge Garland clerked for Justice Brennan, Justice Brennan wrote the decision in a case named Bivens, B-I-V-E-N-S, just a few years before Judge Garland was his clerk. And Bivens is the case that allows individuals to sue for a constitutional violation. So if you have your constitutional rights violated before Justice Brennan wrote the Bivens decision, you really didn't have any rights. You couldn't get any money damages from that. You didn't get any remedy. And it was Justice Brennan's decision in Bivens that gave us all that opportunity.
Garland more to the middle, you'd say.
Garland is very much middle of the road. He's a Democrat. He was appointed by Democratic president. He was appointed to be chief judge by President Obama, but he's very much of a moderate.
Bill, in the 30 seconds we have left, how important is the Senate Judiciary Committee on this? Chairman Chuck Grassley, Ranking Member Patrick Leahy, you've got John Cornyn, Chuck Schumer, Mike Lee, Orrin Hatch, among others.
Yeah, well, he's got to make it through the committee first. And the process begins with informal interviews. And as everybody knows, the Senate has said that they're not even going to do those. Tremendous pressure is going to be placed on Senator Grassley to try to help get this process in front of the Senate. Going to be a lot of bare-knuckles politics in the next 30 days.
Bill, thanks for coming in and talking us through it. We appreciate it.
You got it. Have a great day.
You too. Bill Berger with Brownstein, Hyatt, Farber, and Schreck.